Dragoman and the Phantom, Dragoman the Phantom.
What the heck is this supposed to be, Turtleman? What do you see in this channel?
This channel is amazing, dude. You get to learn about the history of mantis shrimp. Why would nobody want to learn about it?
I can't believe this is the way you're making me spend my day off. I don't get many of those a year, you know.
You get lots of days off, Officer M. Or have you just been bunking work all the time?
Well, stop complaining and find a different channel to watch then.
I guess you're right.
So, Bubble Man, are you ready to go on this epic adventure to find the lost emerald and finally be able to bring back...
I like to give my...
And yes, it has been stated that the fireworks intended for tonight's New Year's show have been stolen. The President and Vice President confirmed this just moments ago, and they plan to make a statement on the matter and who the thief might be in the coming moments. The New Year's fireworks have been stolen? That's terrible!
I can't lie. Fireworks get a no thanks from me. They're just needlessly loud and annoying. New Year's isn't really my thing, I guess.
What about New Year's traditions, Officer M? I'm making mine to try and learn a new language.
No one ever follows their New Year's traditions, Turtle Man. But maybe I could come up with a new one to follow this year. Punching you even harder every time you do something dumb, perhaps. That'll be really fun.
Not exactly what I was hoping you'd think of, but it's a start, I guess.
Well, I hope they manage to find the culprit behind this theft and give him a good old walloping.
There being a thief at all is probably just one big assumption. I can tell that the Vice President probably just misplaced them. My new TV!
Oh my gosh, it's raining rocks from the sky. I knew this day would come eventually and nobody believed me.
Hey, guys, look, there's a note attached to the boulder. It's from the President. He's asking us to come see him at the town hall as quickly as possible.
More's the need to drop a huge rock into my house just to frickin' tell us that.
I just wanted to thank you three for coming here on such short notice. We have a pretty dire situation.
Hey, what is your problem, Mr. President? I thought you were cool. Why did you drop a freaking boulder on my house just to ask us to come here?
What? That wasn't me. I just wrote the note and I handed it over to the Vice President and told him to send it to you.
Oh, right. That makes more sense. I mean, it worked, didn't it?
He just keeps giving me more and more reasons to hate him.
What's up, Mr. President? Why did you call us over here?
Well, I'm not sure if you've seen the news, but something truly terrible has happened. The fireworks for our New Year's show tonight have been stolen.
Yeah, we know, dude.
Well, it's not that big of a deal, is it? Can't you just get some more fireworks? I mean, you're the president after all.
The fireworks aren't as easy to make as they might look. The workers don't need to be pressured more than they already are with making gunpowder, and those fireworks are pretty powerful. I'm worried that whoever took them may have, well, malicious intentions.
That's a pretty strong assumption, Mr. President. What if it's just, you know, someone who couldn't afford their own fireworks, and they somehow managed to sneak past all the security here?
Not that the security around here is any good, I assume.
I don't know. It feels like there's always ridiculous characters trying to harm this city, and I just want you three to have a look around the place and see if you can find the fireworks and stop the culprit. They were only stolen a few minutes ago, so they can't be that far, and I'll make it worth your time.
It depends. How exactly are you going to make it worth our time, Mr. President?
Well, it's a surprise. I can't tell you about it yet.
A surprise? Oh boy, I love surprises. We'll do it.
Great! Thank you three so much. Now you get out there and find that crook who did this before they'd possibly do something bad.
Well, thanks a lot, Turtle Man. Now I have to spend this day off finding some criminal who might not even exist. Again, I don't get many of those a year.
Sure, as if 200 days off a year isn't that many.
Come on, Officer M. It shouldn't be that hard. We'll get a surprise if we do it as well.
I bet it'll be the worst surprise ever.
Well, the president probably is right. If there is a thief, then they can't have gotten that far. Maybe we'll find them quickly.
Ugh, fine. But can we do this quick? There's like loads of other days this year that this could have happened.
Victor's bakery is pretty close by. Maybe he saw the thief. Perhaps we could ask him.
All right then, let's start this New Year's adventure, guys. Guys, great to see you. How's it going?
Wow, real nice treats you got there, Victor. Mind if I...
Hey. You spit that out, tall man. Those are for paying customers. I thought you wouldn't be open today, Victor. What's up?
Well, I usually would close up today since my favorite show, The Great Nexus Bake Off, always has a New Year's special that I watch every year. But I had to open today since I'm a bit in debt right now after having to repair my bakery because of that Earth Knight guy from a while back. So, do you guys want to get anything or?
Just tell us, Victor! We know that you know something! You're hiding it from us! Just tell us now!
Whoa, Officer M! Chill out, man!
Oh, sorry, Victor. It's just a force of habit from my usual interrogations.
Listen, Victor. Somebody stole the fireworks intended for the New Year's celebration from the town hall. And since this place is near, we just wanted to ask if you might have seen any shady people pass by?
Well, there was this one guy that popped in. He was carrying a huge sack on his bag, and he was quite polite. He came in and bought some of my New Year's cookies and he complimented them too. I don't remember his name though. I think it started with a B maybe. It's been hard tracking names of all these people coming in since there's been so many more people around lately after all those Yoshi Resort folks came over. Victor, back to the story please? Oh, right, yeah, sorry. He did come in and asked me some pretty weird questions about the city, like if it was called Nexus and had a lot of gunpowder factories and if there was a guy who could work with metal. So I told him that this city is indeed called Nexus and that he should visit the blacksmith. So then he was on his way.
Well, this polite guy may have been using that huge sack of his to hold some stolen fireworks.
Very polite. Big sack on his back. Eating some cookies. Guys, is Santa the culprit?
I don't think so, Turtle Man. But at least now we know that this suspect is headed to the blacksmith next, so I guess that's our next destination on this little hunt, guys. Wait. Don't you guys wanna... never mind. I hope I don't go broke.
Come in like you own the place. I didn't give you permission to enter, whoever you are, but just do it anyway.
Hey, Mr. Blacksmith, it's us. Don't you remember? The Amulet of Souls and all those weapons that you repaired for us?
I've repaired thousands of weapons and amulets. Just saying that isn't enough to make me remember you. What do you want?
This is serious, Mr. Blacksmith. You may very well be part of a potential crime.
Why are you hiding from us, huh? You know something. I know you do. Tell us right flipping now, you.
Officer M. Come on, dude.
Right. Sorry, Mr. Blacksmith. Please don't take it personally. I do that all the time.
You are lucky I haven't tossed you out yet. What is it you seek?
Well, we were told that a mysterious person with a big sack and a name starting with B was requesting your services, Mr. Blacksmith. Did anyone like that happen to come in here?
Actually, yes. He was a dynamite fellow. Looked like a bunch of sticks of it, stuck together, but alive. And with these goofy arms and legs, and he came in with this bag on his back, and he took out metal and wires and asked me to make a launcher device. He also told me to carve his name on the launcher, but I can't remember what it was now. I know it was a BR though. It might have been a Brian or Bryson, maybe Brent, I think.
Perhaps we got the wrong guy then? He just had metal and wires in his sack, no fireworks.
Yeah, well, after I was done making the launcher, he asked if I knew any good and flat places outside the city to launch fireworks on. It was a pretty weird question to ask, to be fair, but I told him to check out the southeast of the city, since there's some flatlands near the swamp.
The swamp? Oh dear. There's only one person I can think of who lives there.
You better not say that my long-lost cousin lives in that swamp, the Phantom. That joke is so overdone by now.
Please can we hurry, guys? Every moment of this is a moment I could be spending at home relaxing, you know.
Yeah. I guess we'll be on our way now. Bye!
Please leave with haste and make sure the door is closed properly and don't touch anything on your way out, please!
Oh, hello there, goons. How's the hunt for those fireworks going then?
Well, we haven't found them just yet, Vice President, but we might know where to look for them.
Hey, Vice President, why are you walking around with a bunch of bombs?
Oh, well, I guess that this is a good chance to introduce you goons to these workers. These bomb people work for the firework factories of Nexus, and they produce the gunpowder needed for the fireworks. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have any fireworks at all.
I'm not sure about getting explosives to make more explosives.
Oh, don't you worry about that. These workers are treated very well for their very great and important work. Aren't you guys?
Yeah, I love working for Nexus and making gunpowder. It's amazing.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice, isn't it? Now you go out and continue your hunt for those fireworks, you goons.
Yeah, we will. I still feel there's no need for you to call us goons all the time. Alright guys, let's not spend too much time in here. Hopefully we will find this thief we're looking for before.
Cowabunga, intruders! Stay out of my swamp!
It's us, you reptilian idiot!
Oh, right! Hello there, you! I apologize for the scare, but I've been really messed up about intruders after one of them stepped on my favorite gnawbone!
Yeah, that's a cool story. Speaking of intruders though, did any dynamite looking figures with fireworks and a big sack and a huge launcher device happen to show up here and speak to you, Snappy?
Wow, it's almost like you guys are psychic or something, cause there was a guy who looked like dynamite sticks and had all that stuff who showed up here. I was a bit skeptical to let him into my cave at first, but he was so nice so I did. We even had some tea. He was called, Booster Bomb! Dun dun dun!
Booster Bomb? I thought he was dynamite. Why would he call himself a bomb when he's made of dynamite? They are not the same thing.
They both go boom, so they're pretty much the same thing, Turtle Man.
Yeah, I don't know. He also said that Nexus was corrupt and that he was about to blow the entire city up. Whatever that means.
What? He told you he wanted to blow Nexus up and you did nothing about it, you idiot!
Hey, you mean he's actually going to blow up the city? Wow, I thought that was just slang or something.
You need to find this guy quickly. Where did you see him go, Snappy?
He went in that direction.
I can literally hear him coming from the opposite direction. You pointed the wrong way, you idiot.
Hey, I'm not an idiot on purpose, you know. It's a circumstantial thing. Hold it right there, you explosive evildoer.
Yeah. You better...
You better? Oh, that was a lot of running.
It's too late for you to stop me now. My firework launcher that will destroy this entire city is finished, and all I have to do is...
Nope, none of that boring villain talk and all that garbage. Please, dude, I just want to relax so badly. So let me defeat you and then I can just relax.
Hey, don't be like that, man. This is my moment.
But why are you doing all this, Mr. Bomb? Why do you want to destroy Nexus? What did this city do to you?
Well, the fireworks here absolutely sicken me. Do you know what they're made of? Gunpowder! That same gunpowder is harvested from my bomb family and friends, who are trapped within dingy little bunkers all over Nexus and forced to produce more gunpowder for the firework manufacturers who pay the minimum wages for long shifts.
What? You're lying! We saw some bomb workers on the way here and they looked perfectly happy to us.
That's because the Nexus government forces them to act happy or else they're not allowed to see their families and their grenade children. The firework economy here is corrupt, and only I have the key to fix it.
Guys, look out!
Haha, there's nothing you can do to stop me now. Nexus will fall to his knees and all the innocent bomb slaves will be freed. Yeah, you're gonna have to be quicker than that. Oh, you are not prepared for what I'm about to unleash on you fools.
We'll see about that.
You hit my fuse. That means I'm about to explode.
Yeah, you're done for, Bruce.
Well, if I go down, that means I'm taking you guys with me.
Wow, pretty brutal way to go. Wouldn't you say so?
He was threatening to bomb Nexus, so I wouldn't say so, Turtle Man.
Well, at least we did it, guys. We managed to defeat Bruce, plus we saved all the fireworks before we managed to do anything bad with them. So there's that.
Yeah, there's that. Let's just bring these back to the president quickly before the Phantom accidentally sets off the launcher or something like that.
I must say, you three have done an especially great job. Not only did you put a stop to the thief threatening to use these fireworks to destroy Nexus, but you also brought back this launcher that makes launching them so much easier.
Yeah, we did do a great job indeed. So, Mr. President, what about that surprise reward?
Right, of course, the reward you get for this mission is... a well done pat from me.
Ooh, I love well done pats. Thank you, Mr. President. This is the best New Year's surprise ever.
I don't like you guys sometimes.
Well, Happy New Year, guys. All's well that ends well, I guess. Oops.
Ooh.
Oh, come on, man!